Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Meddy. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, it's Asian History Month, y'all. So my name is DJ Meddy, and you're listening to the Wham Bam East Van Show. And we are recording, we are airing live on Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory. And we have two amazing guests today. We have Mr. Manto Nakamura and Emma Matsushita. Please introduce yourselves and say hello.
Hello, everybody. This is the Manto Nakamura, and I live in Vancouver for 30 years, and in Japan, I think more than my life in Vancouver. I love it. And I'm a natto producer, photographer, and a soccer instructor in Vancouver. So I discovered an SFU, very beautiful the location, and it's nice. But thank you for inviting me to come here. Thank you.
Amazing. How about you, Emma?
Hi, I'm Emma. I'm here to study English, and I took video and photograph. Yeah, I'm glad to see you.
Amazing. Yeah, okay, let's start by saying, how did you guys get interested in photography?
My father is a dentist, not a dentist, sorry. My father is a scientist, and he has a lot of equipment, and when I was 2-3 years old, and he showed me so many pinhole camera and some binocular, so that's what I was into. And I wanted to get into that kind of things for my profession that started, I think it's back 40, 50 years ago. Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. How about you, Emma? How did you get interested in photography?
Yeah, when I was little, my uncle who raised me up instead of my father, he was a camera enthusiast and often let me use his camera. And yeah, for there, I became interested in photography. So yeah, that's why.
Amazing. Okay, and Manto, Mr. Manto, it's not your first time at SFU. You've been here before.
That's right. Yeah, 5 years ago, I was in child care SFU. That's a building. It's that they have a 50th anniversary celebration, and I was involved in to keep some documentary filming. So that's what I made.
Awesome, and we're gonna check that out right now.
SFU Child Care Society is situated on top of Burnaby Mountain, nestled in the trees on the west side of campus and in the new University neighborhood. We provide the highest quality child care to the families of SFU, its alumni, university resident families, and families from the broader community. SFU Child Care Society has 15 programs offering quality child care services. It is a unique facility that provides full and part-time care to over 300 children aged 3 months to 12 years.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kathy Hart, and I have been an employee of SFU Childcare for the past 38 years. My first 5 years were spent in the Snake Hill 3 to 5 year old program, which we now know as Bright Clouds, one of our infant and toddler programs. I then moved to the Morningside program, another 3 to 5 year old age group, in the role of senior educator. I remained in Morningside until 2002, when I accepted the position of office assistant in the administrative office. Being a long-term employee of SFU Childcare, I've had the opportunity to work with all five of the executive directors, Emily Campbell, Joyce Branscombe, Penny Coates, Sheila Davidson, and Pat Frouse. Although their leadership styles were all different, their goal for the society was the same, to provide high-quality childcare. One of my greatest joys was being able to have my son Nick here attend the childcare programs from infancy to school age. I think Nick's stay here was positive for him as he has now returned to SFU as a student.
Specifically in SFU childcare, I've seen expansion, and I've also seen a different curriculum philosophy being developed, and we've become leaders. So we've gone from the beginners and struggles into now actually we're leading it in the community. Other most rewarding change is the development of the vision, mission, and core values in particular, along with everyone that's here, especially with the educators. Joy, communication, accountability, and integrity, that was Nita's.
The most rewarding part is working with the children on a daily basis and just being able to be part of them learning and growing and becoming the little people that they're meant to be and just being able to be part.
I actually went to K-Kids and Crackers when I was younger, and I have 3 siblings, and we all went through the SFU Child Care Society system, so my parents spent a lot of time here. My 2 children, James and Catherine, go to Crackers. Crackers is a school age program for children 5 to 8. And for my daughter, she really likes her relationship she has with the educators. And that's kind of the most important thing as a parent when you're leaving your children with anybody. I really liked all the arts and crafts we did. That was one of my favorite parts of childhood. I think this program is really popular for a few reasons, one of which is that it includes lunch. I'm celiac and I feed both my kids celiac, so we don't really participate that much in the lunch that's provided for the younger kids. But I've heard from other parents that the fact that there is food provided for their kid is a huge part of it. For me, I live on campus and you can't beat the location. It's the best.
Thank you.
The University Child Care Center opened its doors on April 2nd, 2012. The revolutionary facility, with space for 50 3 to 5-year-olds, is expected to be the first building in Canada to meet the Living Building Challenge, which means it will have to generate as much energy as it uses, collects, or recycle more water than it consumes, and be built and operated using non-toxic materials sourced as locally as possible.
What I'm very thrilled about is that there's a core of educators here that have been here over 20 years, and I think the over 25 year group is getting larger as well. So I'm very happy that they've been able to engage with me around the significant change. Done it with so many amazing different people, from the educators on the floor to the program directors that work alongside with me and support me and test me too. To the board, I've had many different boards, and the board that we have currently has just been a great board to work with. There's lots of people when I think of who we are, when we look back 50 years, that have created who we are today, but I'm excited about the group that's here and who's going to come that will keep us moving forward in this amazing way. SFU Child Care Society values children as the heart of our respectful, collaborative, and reflective community.
By providing them with a place to develop their potential,
through freedom to explore and engage the world around them.
Let's celebrate the 50th anniversary of the SFU Child Care Society.
That was amazing, Manto. SFU Child Care Society did the 50th anniversary video shoot. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and you also do lots of sports.
Correct, yeah. I do take a photo since the 2010 Vancouver Olympics.
My name is Seth.
Yes, and then tell me, how did you get into the Olympics? My goodness.
Yeah, it's my brother-in-law working a newspaper company in Japan, and he was looking for some speaking English and taking a photo, so that was me. And it's much cheaper if you send somebody send it from Japan to here. Mm-hmm. So I was living here, so that was good.
Oh, amazing. Okay, and we're going to get to some Japanese culture now, and I asked them to pick some songs from Japan, and Manto, you picked the Zui Zui song. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is the Zui Zui Zukorobashi songs. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was a kid, I heard it so many times. And that's the singing about carrying a green tea jar.
Green tea, yes.
Yeah, and that's in the period of which 400 years ago, Ocha Tsubo Dochu Parade. Mm-hmm. So that's a procession that carries the special of Uji City, Kyoto Prefecture, jars filled with Kyoto Uji green tea to Tokyo Edo for present to the Emperor Tokugawa family.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we're going to hear the Zui Zui song, and it's a children's song, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and then did you say that they play a game with this song?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, maybe explain people about how the game is played.
Make a circle with several people, sometimes me and just the two of us, and like that. And we have a finger, it's the inside, and we are singing, and we choosing like this, and the circle. And I'm going to stick my finger in order according to this song, and the person whose finger was stuck when the song just ended loses.
Okay, so you grab the person's finger when the...
That's right, yeah. And that's the finish. And this is a loser. Yeah, you have to leave.
Leave. Yeah. Okay, here we go with the Zui Zui Zukorobashi.
Toppin' shan, look.
then you're out. Okay. So next, we're going to get to a break, and then we're going to hear a song from Emma's high school.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And we're back, guys. Yes, with Manto and Emma here. Okay, so now Emma is going to tell us about a high school song that she used to listen to. And I guess it was very popular back in the day, right, Emma?
Yes. This is song for famous TV series.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we are all high school students into the TV series.
Oh, so, I see. Yeah. And is it like a, is it a drama? Is it, what kind of a TV series is it?
Oh, drama, yeah.
It's a drama. Yeah. Okay. And tell me, who is the singer?
Hoshino Gen.
Hoshino Gen. And yes. The song is called?
Koi.
Koi. On CJSF.
星野源です。初回限定版恋ビデオ今回も盛りだくさん。石垣島、我々と偽明の音楽をつかむ旅が始まった。着いたな。途中で髪型がガラッと変わります。でも全部偽さんですか。それは観光しない。観光しませんか。歌を作る。別に、いや別に楽しむとこじゃねえから。飛ぶんですね。実はやるんですね。
そしてメトロック2016よりすぐりで収録されております。そしてオーディオコメンタリーが入っております。恋バナが急に来たね。いつ振ろうかなって。そんなわけで恋およびビデオよろしくお願いします。
Oh, wow. Then that was that. Okay. So that song was really popular in her high school times.
Yes.
And I want to ask her about her school uniform, which in Japanese, it's called seifuku. So tell me about your school uniform.
Yeah, I wearing seifuku all the time. But I don't like my high school seifuku.
Really?
Because I wanted to wear seirafuku.
Yeah.
Do you know seirafuku?
Yeah, because I was thinking of Sailor Moon. That's why I wanted to talk about it.
I really like seirafuku. So,
yeah.
But it's not, mine's not seirafuku, so.
Oh, okay. It's just like a suit?
Yeah, just like suit.
A suit and a tie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Okay, that's all right. Okay, so you picked out a song that you want to dedicate to your friends and family in Japan.
Yeah. This is my favorite song,
mm-hmm.
and Kururi, Remember Me. So yeah, this is what I want to dedicate to my family and my future child. And the lyrics of this song sounds like it makes me feel nostalgic. So yeah, that's why I really like this song. And this song reminds me of my grandmother. Yeah, so yeah, I love it.
Ah.
And we're back, and we want to say hi to Emma's uncle.
Hi, yahoo, Oji-chan.
Hi, Oji-chan. Okay, so we're going to talk about food. So what do you miss about Japanese food, like your home, like, you know, homemade food in, at home? What do you eat, Emma?
I want to eat tochi mochi. Do you know tochi mochi?
No, yeah, but I know just regular mochi.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, no, it's like mochi, but it makes... made by tochi no mi. Yeah, but I don't know how to say in English.
Okay, so it's a kind of mochi.
Yeah, kind of like mochi.
Local mochi.
Local mochi. Mochi. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what you miss. Mm. Yes. Okay, and how about you, Mr. Natto? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I give it in a some information of my knowledge and on a long history. It's that I was the working a butcher for 10 years in Japan. Mm. So I was killing the animals all the time. Not the killing.
Right. But
it's for the food, right?
Yes.
And I knew that something wrong. And then when I set up a life in Canada, I started, okay, maybe it's no meat, no fish. So that's I started 10 years ago. It's a milk product and some honey as well, so that I don't eat any product.
Yeah, so you're vegan.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow, amazing. And tell me about this soy sauce that you brought to the studio, tamari.
Yeah, so this is an organic tamari soy sauce. That's I thought that I could bring my natto product, but it's smelly and 24 degrees. Must be, it's awful in this studio. So that's why instead of that, I brought some organic soy sauce.
Awesome. Okay. And yeah, like you said, and what else, what do you like to eat? What kind of Japanese food do you like to eat at home?
I love it's a taste always now let's I usually take a very vegetable and some soybeans. Now, of course, I love the natto.
Mm-hmm.
And especially natto has a vitamin K2. K2 is the very, very strong to make your bone.
Mm.
And so that's why I love to stick with that. And I'm doing running for over 50 years. So that's why I want to continue and healthy style as possible. And Vancouver is fits for that.
Amazing. Yes. And you take photos every morning and tell us the weather and like the temperature. Yeah. So what was the weather and temperature today?
It's this morning it was 10 degrees and in the 8 a.m. 16 degrees. Now I think it's over 20 degrees.
Yes, it's getting hot, folks, and we love it. Okay, so tell me about this.